Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank Japan for their leadership on MX2 and also for the chair's summary report. There is one aspect in the chair's summary report that I want to highlight in particular, and that's the importance of international scientific collaboration and sharing of relevant information. As I was hearing specific examples of such good collaboration and good work from the distinguished delegate of Kenya, it strikes me that international scientific collaboration and exchanges are aspects that cannot be understated, and yet they are often underappreciated. Over the past year, for MX2-related issues, my delegation has been impressed with the progress and with the substantive discussions. It seems fitting to us for the final report to reflect this progress, perhaps by including common understandings and areas for potential effective action. My delegation sees several areas of widespread agreement based on these discussions and based on the remarks from our colleagues today. These can include the value of voluntary biosecurity guidelines developed by scientists, the value of a systematic process open to all states' parties to assess science and technology developments, including their risks and their benefits, the importance of sound risk assessment and governance, best practices for the responsible conduct of science, and finally, the critical importance of support for laboratory biosafety. As Undersecretary Jenkins stated in her statement yesterday, the widespread availability of sophisticated scientific and technological tools and methods is gradually eroding barriers to the development of biological weapons. At the same time, scientific and technological developments have enormous potential for the benefits of health, agriculture, and other aspects of well-being. My delegation is ready to take action in areas that can immediately strengthen the convention in this area. Undersecretary Jenkins noted two ideas for near-term and concrete actions that are related to our MX2 discussions. And those included to create a mechanism to review advances in science and technology, and to deepen collaborations in biosafety and biosecurity. My delegation recognizes that some of these ideas will require new resources, and we recognize that this will need to be discussed far in advance of the Ninth Review Conference. We look forward to all states' parties' feedback and ideas for how to bring the BWC into the 21st century. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.